Welcome to the Natural Super Kids podcast, where you will discover practical strategies to inspire you to boost the health and nutrition of your kids. I'm Jessica Donovan, a qualified naturopath specializing in kids' health, and I want to make it as easy as possible for you to raise healthy and happy kids. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, Jessica Donovan here. Welcome to the Natural Super Kids podcast. Welcome if you're a new listener or if you're a seasoned listener. Welcome. Today we are going to be talking about sleep. Now, it's a topic we've covered with various guests on the podcasts, but today I want to specifically look at the five common causes that we see in sleep issues in children. Now, sleep issues in kids, babies, toddlers, it's one of those really common issues and is so disruptive, not just to the child who is experiencing the sleep issues, you know, to their energy levels, to their mood and so on the next day, and subsequent days as well, but also really disruptive to the entire family. Like, none of us really function very well. I certainly do not when I'm sleep deprived. So I think it's really important, rather than just looking for that quick fix sleep solution or that magical something that's going to help our kids sleep, to look a bit deeper. And that is what this podcast episode is all about. So first of all, we're going to be talking about diet. That is cause number one. Now, our children's diet, and this is very much applicable to adults as well, can affect sleep in so many different ways. I want to talk about some of the more common factors, including sugar, refined carbohydrate consumption, and food additives as well. Now, what I have seen time and time again is children who have issues with sleeping will often be consuming too much sugar or those refined carbohydrates, particularly in the latter half of the day. And look, sugar can creep in to our diets really easily, you know, in the jarred pasta sauces with dinner, in fruit juice after school, even those, you know, too much natural sugar in fruit can be problematic to sleep. And especially for more sensitive kids, even large serves of white rice and pasta and potatoes, those foods that we kind of give our kids to fill them up, can mess with their sleep cycle. And the problem is that sugar and refined carbohydrates, they upset or they affect our blood sugar balance. So if a child has a high blood sugar level, they will have trouble getting to sleep often. But when that blood sugar level drops down later in the night, it can also cause them to wake up. And as I said, this is very much applicable to adults as well. So if your child is having sleep issues, you want to really be mindful about what they are eating, particularly in the latter half of the day, in the afternoon and evening. It's a really great idea to base dinner around a protein source, whether that's meat, chicken, fish, legumes, and plenty of veggies and salad, rather than too many of those starchy carbohydrates. And certainly, you really want to cut out those sugary snacks and things like that after dinner and in the afternoon. So even simple switches here can really help, like trading white pasta for a legume pasta or a whole grain option, white rice to brown rice. And as I said, making sure there's adequate protein and lots of veggies or salad in dinner as well. So another thing we want to be thinking about when it comes to sleep and diet are food additives. Now, this is a huge topic. We have talked about food additives on the podcast before, but there are a lot of food additives that can affect sleep. There are different preservatives, colors, flavor enhancers that can have a pretty profound effect, a negative effect on our kids' sleep. And if this is an issue, you know, it's really common to see symptoms such as vivid dreams, nightmares, night terrors, restless sleep, sleepwalking. And so we really want to look at reducing our child's intake of food additives overall. We won't go into that in too much depth, but I will link in the show notes some resources that we have on food additives if this sounds like something that, you know, might be a good switch for your child. And I will just say also here, food additives are, you know, are negative on our health for a lot of different reasons. So it's a really good idea to be reducing those food additives overall. Cause number two when it comes to sleep issues in kids are food intolerances. So time and time again with the naturopathic clients that I've worked with and in our online naturopathic clinic with our practitioners, we uncover that an intolerance in a child's diet, you know, and removing that particular or maybe it's a few particular problematic foods will improve a child's sleep. One of the more common intolerances, particularly in kids, is dairy, and that can affect sleep in a variety of ways. And dairy intolerance and dairy allergy has strong links with sleep issues such as insomnia, congestion, which obviously doesn't help with our sleep, reflux, snoring, and sleep apnea. So other intolerances can also cause things like restlessness, discomfort, or other symptoms that interfere with deep sleep. So if there is a food intolerance, it's likely there will be other symptoms as well as the problematic sleep. So for example, dairy intolerance might present with ear infections, eczema, asthma, congestion, snoring. Look, food intolerances are complex. I don't recommend that you figure this out alone. They can take a bit of time and investigation to uncover. So if you're not sure whether food intolerances are a factor when it comes to your child's sleep, it is best to work with a practitioner, and we can certainly help with our online clinic here at Natural Super Kids. So you want to be considering food intolerances. And if we go a level deeper, this is where I want to talk about cause number three for sleep issues in kids, and that is compromised gut health. So gut health is really, like, it's crucial in our children's overall well-being, including their immune health, their energy levels, their mood, their sleep. So it is no wonder that it's one of the most common causes of sleep issues in kids. You know, via that gut-brain connection, our gut microbiome is super important for neurotransmitter balance, and that includes the neurotransmitter melatonin, which helps us to get to sleep. So gut issues can have both direct and indirect impacts on sleep. If a child is uncomfortable with things like reflux, constipation, tummy aches, bloating, wind, of course they're going to have trouble getting to sleep. Worm infections and infestations are another way that gut problems can affect sleep. And one little known fact is that restless sleep and bedwetting are common symptoms of worms. So if that resonates with you and your child's sleep issues, then it may be worthwhile, you know, giving them some worming treatment. So if your child, and, you know, especially if your child is suddenly developing sleep issues with things like restless sleep and bedwetting, you certainly want to be thinking about worms. And the biggest impact, as I sort of alluded to a moment ago, on sleep that the gut has is an indirect one. So let me just explain this a little bit deeper. Many of our neurotransmitters or brain chemicals are made by bacteria in our digestive tract within our microbiome. And if neurotransmitter levels are out of balance, it can make it harder to fall asleep and also to maintain sleep throughout the night. So neurotransmitters that can be involved here, like I mentioned, melatonin. If melatonin levels are inadequate, our kids will have trouble falling asleep. And other neurotransmitters that are involved here are things like serotonin and GABA. So serotonin is needed for melatonin, which, as I said, is the main kind of sleep regulating brain chemical. And a neurotransmitter called GABA calms the nervous system and switches it to rest and digest mode that we need to be in for that deep rest. So if your gut microbiome or your child's gut microbiome, gut bacteria, aren't producing enough of these chemicals, melatonin, GABA, serotonin, the nervous system will be on high alert and sleep quality will decline. And an important note here is that it's not just about like not being able to get to sleep or stay asleep. It's about that quality of sleep as well. So if your child is waking up tired, even though they're having adequate sleep, it could be because they're not getting into deep sleep. And certainly neurotransmitters can be involved here, you know, and related to that gut health. You know, from a naturopathic clinical perspective, when we see kids with sleep issues, there's a huge proportion of those kids that also have digestive issues as well. And when we resolve those digestive issues, the sleep improves time and time again. So really worth looking at that gut, that gut link there as well. Let's move on to cause number four, which is nutritional insufficiencies, nutritional deficiencies. Our kids' overall nutritional status, you know, has a big impact on their sleep. And look, at the moment, there is limited evidence to link nutritional deficiencies and sleep problems in children, but there are studies that support supplementation of some nutrients to improve sleep. So it's also common for insufficiencies, and there's not a lot of research and data on nutrient insufficiencies. So this is levels that aren't quite at the deficiency level, so they're not quite that low, but they're not where they should be. You know, they're insufficient, and so many kids have these insufficient nutrient levels with the Western diet that, you know, is so common today. So it's those, you know, common nutrient insufficiencies that are on the lower side of normal that can often be associated with sleep issues. So I want to talk about some of those specific nutrients now. Iron is a big one. So lacking in iron, iron insufficiency, iron deficiency has been associated with night waking and a shorter total sleep duration. And iron supplementation can improve that total sleep duration for those with iron deficiency. Low iron has also been associated with restless leg syndrome, which parents can often mistake for growing pains. And if you think your child could be low in iron, you want to see your GP or talk to a practitioner. You know, as I said, we have practitioners that do online consultations here at Natural Super Kids, both naturopaths and nutritionists, for testing before starting to take a supplement. Iron is one of those nutrients that you do want to be careful of. We don't want to over supplement iron or supplement iron really at all unless we know a child has got a deficiency. And you can get iron levels tested quite easily through a blood test, although, you know, it's not always easy to get our kids on board with getting a blood test. So, but that's really the best way to know for sure if your child does have an iron deficiency or insufficiency. Now, moving on, there are other nutrients that can be that are really important for sleep as well. Zinc and B6 are two nutrients that are essential for neurotransmitter production. And if levels are low, it will reduce the production of some of the brain chemicals we talked about that help us relax and affect sleep quality. Like iron, zinc supplementation can improve total sleep duration if deficient. So you can start to see how that, you know, that magical kind of bullet that we're looking for our kids' sleep issues isn't as simple as it sounds, because if they're deficient in some of these nutrients or insufficient, you know, it's going to, none of those sleep strategies or habits are going to really, you know, make much of a difference. And lastly, on the nutrient front, magnesium is often the go-to nutrient for parents and adults alike looking for a natural sleep solution. I know for me, like, I definitely take some magnesium before bed, and it can really help with sleep duration and sleep quality. So what magnesium does is it regulates neurotransmitters, but it also binds to GABA receptors. So what this means is that, like GABA, it can activate the rest and digest mode of the nervous system, calming and relaxing the body. Magnesium is also a natural muscle relaxant, so it can prepare the body for rest. Magnesium is one of my favorite nutrients to use in kids, because it does, it has that real calming effect, particularly those kind of go-go-go kids that really struggle to wind down. Magnesium can be a brilliant nutrient to try. Okay, let's move on to cause number five, our final common cause of sleep issues in kids, and that is the nervous system imbalances. So conditions of the nervous system are a growing issue in kids. So things like anxiety, neurodevelopmental conditions such as ASD, ADHD, and even sensory processing issues and disorders. Unfortunately, children with these conditions will be at a higher risk of sleep problems. And I'm sure parents that are listening that have kids that are on the spectrum, that have been diagnosed with ADHD, have sensory processing issues, anxiety, will we'll agree with that. Like, it makes it more likely that your child is going to have sleep issues. So it's common for these kids to have imbalances in hormone and neurotransmitter levels, as well as a difficulty switching over to the rest and digest mode. So all of the common causes of sleep issues in kids are interlinked with neurodevelopmental disorders. So if your child has one of these conditions, it's even more important to look at their diet, at their gut health, at their nutrient status, and at food intolerances. We know that kids that have neurodevelopmental conditions, nervous system imbalances, are more likely to have issues with digestive problems and that sort of thing as well. So it's often this sort of multi-layered approach. And what we do in one area, such as, you know, restoring nutrient levels, will have a positive effect on the nervous system and on sleep as well. So when we work on one area, it can have positive kind of flow-on effects onto these other areas. So if you're feeling a bit like, whoa, where do I start with all of this? As you've been listening, you've probably resonated with one or two of these more than others. Start there. And as I said, working on one of these areas will have that positive flow-on effect. And remember, we have a team of practitioners here that conveniently work online to support you. If you're a member of the Natural Super Kids Club, we have some really specific, helpful resources in the club for you as well. And you can request, you know, high quality supplements in the club as a member as well. If you're not a club member yet, we will be opening the doors very soon at the end of March. So I'll pop a link to the waitlist in the show notes so that you can pop your name on there, be the first to know when we open the doors to the Natural Super Kids Club, which is our online membership. It's this one-stop shop with everything you need to boost the nutrition and health of your children and really sort of uncover underlying causes of what might be going on for them and get that qualified support from our team of practitioners in a really sort of convenient and affordable way. So make sure you pop your name on the wait list to the Natural Super Kids Club if that sounds like something you would like and you're feeling like, oh, where do I start with all of this? So Yeah, I hope this has been really helpful for you today. Please reach out, DM me on Instagram. And if you don't know what DM means, direct message me on Instagram over at Natural Super Kids. And let me know if you've got any questions about this. Let me know what resonated with you. I would love to hear from you. I love kind of chatting to our podcast listeners over on Instagram. So that is where, you know, I sort of hang out mainly. And I would love to connect with you there. I hope, as I said, this has been helpful. And I will talk to you next week.
Welcome to the Natural Super Kids podcast, where you will discover practical strategies to inspire you to boost the health and nutrition of your kids. I'm Jessica Donovan, a qualified naturopath specializing in kids' health, and I want to make it as easy as possible for you to raise healthy and happy kids. Let's get into it.